Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 16th episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
How are you, Murat?
Good. It's been quite a long week, but I'm better now that weekend is here. The weather is crazy, so I cannot really plan anything because it changes like 3 times per hour.
Yeah, it's like raining and then there's sun and like half an hour is changing.
10 minutes ago, it was literally the apocalypse. Yeah. Now it's blue skies with nice white clouds.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think it's just the month, no? It's the Dutch month of crazy weather in the Netherlands. Also, it's getting really, really boring to be at home all the time.
Yeah.
Now they extended the soft lockdown until April. Do you know if they will cancel Easter also here?
I don't know.
Because in Italy they will do it. They just said, well, they don't cancel it, but you are quite limited in movements. So they don't want to spread the virus too much. But I did not hear anything here.
I think they would. They already canceled the festival. Not the festival. What was it? Carnival.
Oh, yeah, but
But Easter is also,
I don't think they really feel it.
Yeah, but I don't think that there will be like a celebration or something. Or they will also not allow people to really go visit their family in like big gatherings. Because the rules are still in place, right?
They're not changing anything. Oh, except the fact that you can have sport with other people outside.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to comment on it. We already discussed it offline. I mean, they can restrict as much as they want, but people do the fuck they want still. Yeah. So I don't really know if they're useful or not. But we are good people, so we stick to the rules.
Yeah, we respect our health, also other people's health as much as possible. Because, I had I realized that really most of the people our age, and we are I'm 33 for instance, they don't understand the severity of the illness. They hear some of their friends that just had some mild symptoms and they say, oh, if it is like this, then people just making a big fuss out of nothing. But well, actually it's not. I really closely know that it's not. So we should really bear a bit more until the vaccination is over to stick to the rules. And also, it was also nice to see with which people I would like to continue my relationship and which don't.
It's kind of a eye opener, right? Yeah. So you realize people that you're kind of superficial versus the one that cares about you and your own safety, of course,
The ones that you can count on and the ones that they are there like the the bubble of a soap, so it's beautiful, but then it pops really easy.
I'm curious to see how it will be when COVID will be over, so we will pick up them kind of in our life just to, you know, for the sake to have like some connections, or will we stick to the old one? Me personally, I think I will try to find new people to connect, and this one I will basically put it in the corner of my life. Because it's maybe some people don't realize how or they don't agree about the fact that I'm so pissed off with them, but I really feel it like from deep of me, let's say that it cannot be like a true friendship anymore.
I feel the same. So some people it's just that doesn't worth the effort.
Indeed.
I would say so. And I am not maybe the best example on this. I always had very small amount of friends that I really counted on, and the other ones I really didn't put the effort in. I think this will be the same. So after this is over, I will stick to the ones that I get closer during this quarantine time, let's say.
What I noticed that more and more respect to in the past, and I see it also when I discuss about veganism or vegetarianism with some people, is that there's a lot of I don't know, excuses / hypocrisy. So, for example, when I became vegetarian and I had this this thing that I want to change all the world around me and convince everyone to become vegetarian. Mm-hmm. But even now, when I just say to people, oh, you know, I'm vegetarian, I see the answer of some of them is like, yeah, you know, you're doing such a great thing. I think that you agree, but I cannot be vegetarian. And then they just put out an excuse like, yeah, because I like the taste of meat too much and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. That really pissed me off. Now I see the same behavior for COVID, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I know that we're having a pandemic, we should behave, but yeah, the fact that I'm going to sleep with other 15 people in the house of some friends, that is not really a big deal because we are all friends. Yeah. You know, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is like the how you can see that the nice things that they say about you is superficial. Then it makes you open your eyes. So, for example, he said, oh, you are doing a great job being vegetarian. So I also wanted to become a vegetarian, but I'm addicted to meat, let's say. So then you realize that literally he just says something nice about you because it's socially accepted to do so.
Okay. Well, I was more thinking that deep in their heart, they know that they have to change, but they're too weak. But maybe you're right as well.
In my opinion, they just don't care. Yeah. And they just say stuff. Just it fits the flow of the conversation.
Oh.
For me, if I have an opinion about something, I really back it up.
Mm-hmm.
For me, for example, I really don't have a strong opinion about veganism or vegetarianism. I am not,
yeah,
but I respect your choice. And whenever I invite you for dinner, we always have food for you to feed.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I wanted to start a conversation to convince you to be a vegan.
No, I know, but yeah, as I said, I don't have a strong opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a reason why I am not vegetarian or why I am eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's how I've been raised, to be honest.
Yeah, but for me, it's just like the mechanism is the same that I used to see when I had this kind of conversation. Mm. The point is that, COVID is much more harmful. Well, mm-hmm. as a vegetarian, I would say it's the same way to harm. Mm-hmm. But okay, I know that this is a big discussion that is kind of difficult to treat here in this podcast, but I think that we all agree that COVID is like a severe issue. So I mean, it's the first time, at least in our 30 years of life, that we have such a change of life, like daily life. So we can agree that everyone can agree that this is a severe issue,
especially in a life that in a world that money is drives everything. So many decision that makes people lose money are taken. You can understand that it's quite severe, I would say.
But do we have any news about the music world?
Yeah, lots of festivals announced their cancellations postponed for the next year. That I expected. I checked and some some concerts are still available for the end of 2021.
Yeah,
so indeed. They were booked last year and they still there, but I highly doubt that these will take place at least in the Netherlands.
I don't know. I heard that Netherlands is doing a lot of public event as a trial with a certain type of restrictions. I heard that they made like an event in Ziggo Dome in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Actually to study the spread of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So they I think that they sell 1,500 tickets.
Uh-huh.
But they divided the people in five groups.
Mm-hmm.
And every group has different rules to follow. Like some of them they have to wear masks, some of them they cannot scream or sing, and stuff like this. And they're trying to kind of isolate them, and everyone need to give, like, of course, proof of negative test, and they are traced, so they have to give also their own private information.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, they will evaluate in the next month if it was successful or not.
Yeah, for me, as far as I know, like those big venues like Ziggo Dome or the arena, etc., to be able to make money, you need to sell certain amount of tickets. Otherwise, just the money you spend for the electricity for the people who work there, then it doesn't worth paying. So if you, I think 50% capacity or like 45% capacity is not enough to justify to have a concert.
But they're studying this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, they cannot just give up. They need to find a way to continue to live. It's good from one side that I think the Dutch government is trying to find a solution.
Mm-hmm. I heard from my Dutch colleagues, the senior ones, that I think it's planned for October to have the herd immunity. So 65% of the population should be vaccinated in October.
Let's hope. But honestly, the more we go further, the more these companies that sell vaccines said that they cannot reach the target that communicate to the European Union. It's also true, like I read today, that the Dutch vaccine was given a go. So it will be available also. It's called Janssen. There was a discussion because I think that the first doses were for the US, but maybe they will block it. I'm not sure. And they will spread it all over Europe. I don't know, because from one side I see that the production of the different companies that produce the actual vaccines is limited, and they start to back up on the promises they did in the in December. But from the other side, more and more vaccine are
coming into the market.
Yeah, the Chinese, the Russian, this new one. I think that there are also others. And so I hope that more and more we can they can come and just give a little bit of immunity
boost. Well, I'm positive that next year we will have some festivals and concerts, because I heard that the vaccination works. They published those articles. My parents told me, and they are all doctors. So I think we will go back normal in like 10 months time latest.
Yeah, luckily now we're going to spring, summer, so we can stay a little bit outside. Probably there will be also like small concert outside, which is also good.
Yeah, but let's see. I don't know, because still we have, at least in the Netherlands, rules that you cannot walk more than two people together.
Yeah, I saw everything, especially in parks. So yeah, I don't know if also it's true. Yeah, really
it's checked or not. But yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, in April we will have our session to see Roadburn Redux.
Yeah.
So let's see how it will be. I'm also curious. I think it will be a nice experience, even if it's online.
I think so too. So yeah, we will do. We will check, and then we will make a episode about it.
Unfortunately, we will never have, in my opinion, maybe still 1 year, but not so much anymore, the Euroblast online.
Yeah.
Which was quite fun last time. So yeah, let's see, maybe they will do a hybrid, which will be also fun. But anyway,
okay, so let's talk about today's episode.
Yes,
which will be again our beloved TV series Rock of Love.
We have two episodes to discuss today with you guys. And by the way, I hope that you're still following the TV series, the reality.
We started to, I started to have some strong opinion about the girls. I will give some of my opinions.
Okay.
You cheated, so you know who won already.
Yes.
But so you cannot, I still remain not spoiled, let's say.
I will not give any spoiler.
So in my opinion, if I was Brad Michael, but obviously I'm not, but if I was Brad Michael, I will directly go with Brandy.
Okay.
I think out of the girl. Now let's give a sum up. So in the first episode we will talk, there are seven girls. And in the next episode we had six girls left.
Yeah.
And out of these seven girls in these two episodes, I think like by a quite big margin, the most beautiful girl is remaining is Brandy.
And your opinion?
In my opinion.
And honestly, I also think that Lacey and Jess are beautiful.
Jess that was the pink hair.
Yeah.
I think she's not beautiful, but that's of course very subjective matter.
You see, yeah.
But I agree that Lacey is nice, but she's not so spectacular. I think Brandy is really nicer. She looks like a model. Well, of course, she's a stripper on the other hand, but yeah, I think she's quite separated from the others in the physical point of view, I would say. And personality-wise, also, she's quite silent and she's not so crazy.
Who, Jess?
Brandy.
Oh.
Brandy, she doesn't enter too much drama. She's doing her best in the challenges.
I mean, I don't think that Brad can exclude her, but I don't even think that he's really into her.
I think Brad doesn't know what she's what he's doing right now. I started to have opinion that he's completely drunk during this period, but he looked like the thing he says are so
scripted.
Is so shallow that the things he says, he never says anything in the end.
Yeah, no way.
There are like a few keywords: connection, a special feeling, sexy times, etc. But he keeps
to know each other. Yeah, I'm also wondering which is the market that they were aiming for this TV series, because from the swallow point of view, it looks like that is for men, but from the connection point of view, it looks like that they want to eat women. So I don't really know to who was destined, not for musicians or people that like music, because music is not in.
No,
it's called Rock of Love.
There was one or two episodes that there were some music related challenges. But other than that, they did some American football in the mud. Two episodes ago? The tour bus. They went into the trash bin.
Oh, yeah.
To find a pick.
But we need to discuss about this. So basically, the challenge was this. They pick up a tour bus. They put it in a big parking place. And they put the girls into this
different kind of challenges. Yeah.
And then in the parking spot, there were like some a sign that says like New York or Los Angeles,
city names,
whatever. Uh-huh. And the bus was just doing like a 2 minutes right to go to one city to the other metaphorically, and there were like stupid challenges. How to dress in a toy in a movable toilet.
The things that they were in the challenge they were, it's unbelievable. Eh? Like it was a really slut, like really hooker kind of wares.
Yeah, and then there was a check in a trash bin, something, I don't know.
For a guitar pick.
Ah, guitar pick, and then that, by the way, I don't think it ever happened.
Me neither. Why you would go to check for a guitar pick in a trash bin?
Yeah, normally you go to a concert and the guy just throw it at you and you pick up.
No, but also, I never heard any guitar player were out of pick.
Oh, they pick it up to give it back
to Brad, because it was lost. Yeah.
Okay. Then there was to make the song.
Yeah.
And then?
The last one was to push the guards, the security guards.
Oh, yeah, it was a kind of obstacle run. Okay, but they were so stupid. And then,
Who won? I don't remember. I think, Samantha? Brandy won.
Oh, Brandy, okay.
Yes, Brandy won. And who was, which girl went home after that challenge?
In that episode, there was this girl that has a voice of a man.
Yes, Magdalena.
Oh, you even remember the
no,
name?
No, but now we are like a family with them.
I don't remember the name of all of them.
Magdalena. I think there was like out of these seven girls, Mia and Magdalena were. I really didn't understand why they were in the show. They were not in the drama. They were not in. They didn't do nice in the challenge. They never won. I really didn't understand what they did in the show. In my opinion, they are not nice to look at. Also, so nothing special in physics.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, the big question are Heather.
Which one?
The one that looks like a man.
Yeah, Heather.
I mean, she has big boobs, but for the rest, she looks like a man.
I think she's also 40 years old or something. Yeah.
And she's also old. I really have the feeling. Next time, I will look if she has like
The Adams.
Yeah, because I never noticed it, but I think that they can give me an hint if she's really like
a
man.
No, I think she's a woman, because each time you had this suspicions, she's a she. It turns out that she's a she.
I don't know. I mean, we never seen her without clothes. Eh?
But I think the Heather is there just for boob reasons. She has the biggest boob. I think one boob of her is bigger than my head. Yeah.
Oh my God, so big.
Yeah, I don't. But you see?
She's very tall.
And she's always topless. You realize that we never saw her putting a dress in the off challenge time. So sometimes you see it, they're hanging out in the house. So six girls hanging out in the house, and one of them is topless with the huge boobs.
Well, maybe she wanted to kick her career in TV so she can have like certain type of jobs after.
A pornography, you mean?
But I don't know. But I don't think it's so difficult to become a porn star. Maybe me soft neither. Porn or...
I was wondering the other side, other day, how they recruit new porn stars. They just go to a red light district and they check for nice ones, or I don't know.
I think that it's like people talk to each other, like especially in places like Los Angeles and you know, when they're like meeting, a lot of girls goes there because they want to become famous
as actress.
I think at a certain moment they're so broken, they're so desperate that for whichever party they are, they got this request.
Not someone request. Says that if you want to make some easy money, exactly. A few pictures, and they
exactly.
Yeah, it's like a very generic Hollywood movie that will start like a bright artist, then she went drunk, or then starts to take drugs, and the only escape from this life is to become a porn star.
Yeah, but not even if they're a drug addict, they just say, hey, you do it for some time, so you gain some money, and then you stop it. And then maybe it's true, maybe you're just, you just like, or you just keep staying.
I'm really curious,
to
be honest, about it. Do they like this? Do they enjoy having sex when there is a crew of 50 men recording you?
Honestly, I think I saw a Vice documentary some time ago, and it depends. So there are some porn stars that they like it. They really see it as a job. Mm-hmm. It's just a different job. And they're doing everything as a job, you know. They even like doing, I don't know, muscle trainings around their vagina to make it better during the videos and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
For the others, honestly, I don't know. But there's some documentaries in Netflix if you're interested.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting industry.
Yeah, every time we talk about Rock of Love,
we go to either being pimp or exactly. Porn. No, but literally, it's quite... now it become like stagnant for us, but literally when you see there are like lots of boobs going around kissing each other, so it's quite a soft porn that we are watching.
Yeah,
actually
we saw the actually coming out for the next episode, and there will be like lesbo kisses.
Yes,
seriously guys, I mean, thank God they finished with this series. Yeah. Because it was, by the way, it's so misogynist.
Yes, that's,
it's
totally
really
agree.
Like so disturbing, but okay, it was the 2000 when they released it, so feminism maybe was not so strong as after the Me Too movement. By the way, shall we comment the physical appearance of Bret Michaels? Because I think that he did some Botox, eh?
I think he's I ought to say brilliant, but not in a good way. But he's shining in the. So I think they put lots of makeup or something on his face.
I think that normally he puts makeup. Well, you know that it was kind of normal for bands in the 80s.
No, but here we're supposed to see him in his regular daytime, right? Mm-hmm. Because we see girls out of makeup with their with their pajamas running around. So whenever we see Bret Michaels, even if he is supposed to be just get out of the bed, he has a full makeup, and I think they put so much cream in his face. In each scene that there is a close look up to his face, he shines.
Or maybe he's wet a lot.
Yeah, possible. But I think he has lots of Botox, and Botox makes you not sweat.
Oh, this I don't know.
This I know. The people also do Botox in their armpits if they don't want to sweat.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, my mother is a dermatologist.
I know those kinds of things. No, but something actually pop up in my mind. I was wondering, we never thought about the real fans of Bret Michaels. I guess that there are like some psychopaths, female psychopaths, that they really love him and they dream about him.
I think in the 80s he was very handsome.
Yeah, but what about the diehard fans of him? Like maybe now they are in their 40s or 50s.
Probably they might be some diehard fans, but now they are also old and they don't have the financial power that Bret Michaels have, so that they cannot spend that much money on themselves to look like younger.
No, but the thing is, can you imagine these ladies that they crave him for their whole life and suddenly they see a TV series in which there are 20
years old girls
that they are like licking him all the time? I would feel so bad, you know, if he's my favorite musician.
Would you? Really?
I think I will start to hate him at a certain moment because I think that he's really swallow and he doesn't have any respect to women.
In my opinion, he really doesn't care. He just does this this show for money, obviously. I also don't think that he has any more like diehard fans. Do you think that Poison was a huge band? I don't think so.
Yeah, but can you imagine if someone is teenager at that time and you know this teenage love that you have for music or musicians?
Yeah, but I also had a teenage love towards Krishna Sgabia. Then she started to act weird. Then she did the eyelashes, etc. Now I don't feel anything anymore towards her.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, for me, Mike Shinoda will be always in my heart, even if
Who?
I'm not the singer of Linkin Park.
I was
deeply in love with him when I was 12, and even if right now I will never date him, I still have this kind of teenage crush in my heart.
Yeah, well, my teenage crush for Krishna lasted nearly 20 years, so maybe it was slightly more than a crush, so to say. But yeah, but now I think about my teenage crushes. But well, when you are a teenager, 14, 15 years old, you just check for the looks, and all the lyrics that you read are so deep for you.
Yeah.
So you think that those guys are extremely deep, extremely sexy and beautiful girls or guys, right? That does the music that you like. When you start to think, so when the adolescence is over and the blood goes from your penis back to your brain, you start to think. And then you see that...
Yeah, but this is for you. It doesn't work for me, for example.
No, but also when your hormones stabilizes, then you start to think that those guys maybe were not that deep anymore.
But I don't know. For me, well, I do agree that the meaning of the lyrics will change when, I mean, of course, if you're 15, you don't have the you're not mentally mature.
Yeah.
In the way that you are when you're 30.
I am still not so sure that I am mentally mature. but okay,
you understand more. I mean, you experience much more. For example, when you're 15, unless you're like a superhero. Yeah. But okay, let's say superhero. If you read a song about how to make love, you have no idea what's going on. But then when you're 30, you did your experience and you can relate or either think that is bullshit.
Yeah. Now, I that make me think, but it's a very quick thinking. I think I was not moved by a lyric for so long now. I always tend to read the lyrics of the songs that I like. I think none of them makes me really lose my shit.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, when I see an Anathema song, I was nearly killing myself. Each Anathema song, I want to jump down from the window.
Oh my God, no, you're too emotional. No, for me, it was not like this. But coming back to our topic.
For me, I think, I just want to share my overall opinion about the show. I think this is the lowest point a rock star can get.
Make the TV show about women.
Like this. So I think maybe... No, I think this is the lowest point in a career.
For me, it's more when you sell yourself for advertisement, advertise a product that is not music related.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if Bret Michaels go and do MasterChef? Will be the lowest.
No, but if he's there for one episode, like a guest, not chef, but guest taster, then I think it's okay.
Mm.
But even, you know, those voice of Turkey, voice of Italy, voice of Netherlands, mm-hmm. even this still better than the shit show that we are watching, yeah, sadly.
No, but this is really too much. I don't know, maybe because it was 2000, it was for the American, because also it's for American market. So maybe this is the reason why we
don't really understand. Mm-hmm. But I don't really want to criticize also the any job group, but the girls are mainly strippers or hairdressers.
Or no, I don't know. No, they work in the bars.
But you don't see like a university graduated someone in the show,
lawyers.
Or lawyer, or just let's say psychology, something. So you basically this is also. I know that will sound quite bad, mm-hmm. but the women that are interested in him are not so sophisticated, I would say.
No, of course.
Quite basic.
But can you imagine Bret Michaels with someone that is like a lawyer?
No, but then it is even worse, because if you love those guys because they do art, so they are creative minds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you cannot imagine a creative mind attracted to a brilliant mind, then I start to think that creative mind was not creative, in my opinion, is as basic as can get, as it can get.
Actually, we still don't know anything about Poison and Bret Michaels' career.
Yeah, we don't care.
It might be that Poison became famous because of the other teammates, and because I think he was really handsome in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just like the trigger to have fans that they were paying for CDs and stuff. So we never know. Actually, maybe I will do like a research and I will speak about it in the next episode of Rock of Love. Possibly, because of course we will have another review. We still have 6 episodes to review.
To review, yeah.
So we're getting close to the final choice that I know, by the way. But yeah. So do we have anything else to add?
I think that they got rid of the most useless girls, the Magdalena and Mia. I really didn't understand what they were doing. So now the 5 of them, I think they still keep Lacey because she steers things.
Yeah, she's break the balls of everyone.
They keep Heather because of boobs. I think Brandy is the most beautiful. That's why she's there. Stacy.
Who is Stacy?
The pink hair.
No, it's Jess.
Jess, okay. Jess is there. Really, I don't know, because she doesn't have boobs.
Yeah, she's also beautiful.
For me, not. But okay. And Samantha, I think she will break down at one point. That's why she's still in the show.
I hope that she was trying to kill one of the other girls.
I think she will have a big mental breakdown, like literally punching someone, or just cry, and then we will have a big drama.
I mean, if he needs to be swallowed, I hope that he will reach really a low point at a certain moment.
Yeah.
So, which is the reason otherwise we are watching it.
Yes. So I think now we have the best squad for drama.
Okay, so who do you think right now will win?
I still think that the Brandy will win, but I can also see that Bret Michaels has a very special soft spot towards Heather and her boobs.
Heather is too manly. He cannot have a girlfriend that looks like a man. Come on.
Well, for me, I would. If I was Bret Michaels, I would go with Brandy.
No, honestly, I think that he will pick up another one, and then he can just call Brandy to have sex from time to time.
That's
no, not Brandy. Sorry, Heather.
Heather. Yeah, but I would go with Brandy. I think Brandy will win.
Okay, let's see then. We will discover.
And the next episode, if Brandy gets eliminated, of course. Okay then, thank you for listening.
And see you next week.
See you, bye.
Bye.